Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. We are in the Sermon on the Mount, and here are the words of Jesus, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Here, Jesus talks about two entrances, two paths, two destinations. Let's think through this. First, two entrances. There are two entrances for the spiritual journey. One entrance is high, wide, and packed with people. You can bring all your beliefs and philosophies along with your possessions and prides. Just follow the crowd. The other entrance is small. Only the gatekeeper permits access. And the gatekeeper is God Himself. And to enter, you must put aside your pride and you stoop down. There are not only two entrances, but there are two paths. The wide gate leads to the wide road. It's filled with luring attractions, but what looks inviting from the outside is empty on the inside. Even in the large crowd, you feel so alone. The small entrance leads to a narrow road. This road is built with grace and forgiveness. When you stumble, others help you up and keep you heading in the right direction. There are two entrances, two paths, and two destinations. While the wide gate makes for an easy entrance and the path is appealing, the end is tragic. Empty promises lead to an empty life. The end is destruction, eternal separation from God. The small entrance and the narrow road provides a different ending. God, the gatekeeper, has paved the way to heaven, eternal fellowship with Him through Jesus Christ, His Son. This is the only road that leads to life. Two entrances, two paths, two destinations. One question: which will you choose? If you would like to choose the path of life, make this prayer your own. Heavenly Father, I have tried the wide path and the broad road. That path has left me empty, without meaning and purpose. I am left broken and bruised and alone. I know that I'm on the wrong road. So today, with your strength, I want to start a new journey. I trust in the gatekeeper. I trust that the Heavenly Father has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, as the one who allows me entrance and access to you. By His death, by Jesus' death, He purchased my admission. I accept the invitation to come. I humbly bow and enter the road that leads to life. Today I trust in Jesus. If that's your prayer, we would love to follow up with you and send you some resources to get you started on your journey. You can email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org, and let us help you get started on your new journey.